We've had a great day. Blessed. So I want you to take a deep breath. Literally, come on, deep breath. Let it out. Okay, you can relax now. The test that we were going to give you at this time, we have decided not to give it to you. We had multiple choice questions on all the discourses, but we forgive you, and we're just going to move right on. This is totally unrehearsed, so you will see some things that we didn't expect. March 24th. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that's the day after Dawn's birthday. And Charlene's birthday, of course, March 23rd. March 24th. Do you remember March 24th? You do. You just don't remember that it was March 24th. It was a Sunday, and we celebrated the memorial. That, of course, was keyed to the Jewish celebration of the Passover. And that's what Jesus was doing when he instituted the memorial. It's a springtime event. And in the agricultural year, it commemorated the beginning of the Harvey, the barley, the Harvey Barlowstone, the barley harvest. And also, there was a huge event in their history, of course, the Exodus. Now, Israel celebrated three major festivals. Passover was the first. And then the second one was 7 weeks later. That was last Sunday. It's called, because of the 7 weeks, the way they counted, it's called the Festival of the Weeks. So this was in late spring. Barley harvest was basically over, and it was the beginning of the wheat harvest. But it also celebrated a great national event, according to tradition, and that was that this 7 weeks later, Jehovah gave them, through Moses, his law. It was a great day. Giving of the law. So how did the Jews celebrate this? Several ways. They studied the Torah that day. And this was only a one-day festival, as opposed to the festival of the Passover, which they did for 7 days. This was one day, so then they stayed up all night studying the Torah. Now, they studied another book that day also, the story of Ruth. Nobody's exactly sure why they did Ruth, but the story of Ruth has to do with the ending of the barley harvest. So that was one reason. Another reason is that tradition says that on this day of the Festival of the Weeks, that was the day of the year in which King David died. And of course, King David was the great grandson of Ruth, which is always interesting in the Jewish history because she was not a Jew. It's related a little bit, but she was what? Moabite, yeah. So, they studied the law on this day, and then they studied basically what was a love story. The story of Ruth. And there was a phrase that came out of that story that has lived through the ages. Wherever you go, I will go. This is devotion. Your God will be my God. I have been fortunate enough to get an incredible singing group together. and they're going to sing for you the Song of Ruth. Passover this year was March 24th, and the Festival of the Weeks was May 19th. They call it Shavuot, the weeks. 49 days. The Greeks called it 50. The Greeks called it Pentecost. Acts 1:3-5, verse 4, on one occasion when he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised. In a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate that anniversary last weekend of the day of Pentecost, when the church received that first very visible manifestation of the Holy Spirit begettal, by singing together hymn number 90. The words will be up there, and Joanna will play for us. The Holy Spirit, Jehovah's Spirit, has a begetting action on us and starts a new life in us. So we have these great scriptures that use this analogy of begettal. Begotten us, begat us. That means we are then called scripturally sons of God, God's children, God's sons. This gives us certain gifts. We're promised that the Spirit will teach us. We're kept by, or guided by, or in some cases forbidden by, this Holy Spirit working inside of us. And then we're told in Corinthians that amongst all of us, this individual begettal gives us all kinds of different gifts. Let's sing perhaps a melody we're not totally familiar with. Guide us, O thou great Jehovah. And the reason I picked this one song is there's just one little phrase in there about the Holy Spirit, so it's worth it. Who wants to play the piano on this one? The begettal we get is initially flawless, but we have to take care of it. There are things that we can do that are detrimental to it. We can resist it, scriptural term. We can speak against the Spirit. We can test or tempt the Spirit. There's even the expression in the scriptures that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. So we have our responsibilities. Be filled with the Spirit. God has not given us the Spirit that's timid, but it has power, love, and self-discipline. We have one more song for you. Our group is going to come up and sing it. This is a traditional American song. But it talks about the Spirit. And we couldn't resist it. So we're going to sing for you the American spiritual, Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Thank you for singing with us, joining us, and participating in this day. We hope that you are filled with the Spirit. And Brother Brad Bach is going to read the songs in the night. And when that is done, if Brother David Rice will come up and close with prayer.
Ephesians 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Here we have an exhortation applicable to the people of God at all times and under all conditions and under all circumstances. It would have applied to Samson in his day as a natural man, a servant, and it applies to us today who are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Servant sons of the Most High. If we look back to Samson and all the ancient worthies recounted by the Apostle, we note that the secret of their strength of character by which they endured and overcame resided in their faith in God and in His promises. And so it must be with us. But there is a difference between faith and credulity. The latter may give a spirit of energy, but will not endure. The former is the power of God, which enables us to endure all things as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, soldiers of the truth, soldiers of righteousness, fighting against sin and error and all ungodliness, including the artful wiles of the adversary, by which he would deceive us and the whole world, misrepresenting the divine character by the doctrine of devils foisted upon the Lord's people during the Dark Ages, to the blinding of the eyes of their understanding. Now, in the Lord's providence, our eyes are becoming more and more opened in harmony with the Apostle's prayer. I pray, God, for you, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. The scripture again, Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we're thankful to Thee for this day of fellowship and of worship together. We thank Thee for the wonderful hopes that we share together of the surpassing privilege of the high calling. We pray that as we hear the lessons and consider in fellowship, we might have always in front of our minds the desire to please Thee and walk after the pattern of Christ. We thank Thee for the lessons that have encouraged us to do this. We pray that we might then apply them as we have the opportunities through the experiences of the Christian life. We thank Thee for the hope of the kingdom and its nearness. We thank Thee for such a treasure to have to do the best we can now to reflect the glory and light that we have received. We pray forgiveness where we come short. We ask now Thy blessing upon our closing fellowship and our night of rest and the morning tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.